When setting up the Christmas tree, do you grab an artificial one from the basement or a store, or do you head down to the local tree farm to pick up this year's evergreen?
The number of households that buy real Christmas trees has been declining. An ABC News poll last year found nearly 60% of Americans buy artificial trees over real ones.
Wisconsin used to manufacture Christmas trees back in the day. That all largely happens in China now, where imports currently face tariffs of as much as 30%. So what does that mean for stores selling those decorations?
We're looking at the latest economic news as seen through the Christmas tree business here in Wisconsin.
Chris Reisdorf is co-president of Milliger's, a home and garden store in Racine and Sturtevant. Chris, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Well, I'm happy to talk with you.
Now, we've heard a lot about tariffs, of course, on products from China in particular. I understand a lot of artificial Christmas trees might come from China. The numbers bounced around maybe as high as 30%. So what are you seeing with the goods coming through your store as far as what the tariffs are doing with their prices?
Ever since we heard about the issue of the tariffs, we have been working diligently to keep Christmas decorating affordable for our customers. We have been negotiating with our tree makers, asking for additional discounts and doing absolutely everything we can to reduce the impact of the tariff. So the upshot really is that we are not very much affected by the tariffs. Many trees might be $10 or $15, $20 more than they were last year, which is really insignificant in the terms of, you know, the cost of the tree.
So the breakdown there, you're saying the suppliers might be lowering the price. Are you getting your profit cut into a little to help keep the price increases down like that?
Well, yes, we are doing our fair share of making Christmas affordable. So what we're doing is we're absorbing some of the cost, and our vendors are absorbing some as well. And whatever is left of the tariff, we are not using that as additional profit, or we are just passing that ultimate cost along, but it's a reduced cost. So it's very insignificant compared to when the average person is thinking 30% is a tariff. That's not by any means what they're really paying.
Gotcha. Now, Wisconsin has a long history with making artificial trees back in the day. People might wonder, well, could we source artificial trees here in the U.S.? What does it look like as you shop around for the supplies that you're going to sell people in your store?
Well, it's been a long time since anyone has been producing trees in the United States. And I would say that is not something that's in the foreseeable future. I think that there will be other countries such as Cambodia that will be venturing into Christmas manufacturing, but not here in the States.
As of right now, is China kind of the only game in town if I want to import artificial trees?
Pretty much so, yes.
Interesting. Now, how about all the other, I mean, there's the trees, and of course, there's all the trimmings, a lot of decorations and things like that. What's the case for that? Is a lot of that imported as well?
Yes. You know, none of the ornaments really are made in the United States anymore. And so that's all imported from China or some of the neighboring countries.
Now, stepping away from tariffs, when it comes to artificial versus grown trees, demand has gone up and down. Preferences have gone up and down. What have you seen in recent years when it comes to interest in artificial Christmas trees?
Well, I think it's continuing to grow. I think we have many exclusives that we design ourselves, and we are always trying to make a better tree. A tree that is stronger, that holds more ornaments, that looks more natural. In fact, we don't even use the word artificial. We always say almost real because that's how our trees look. And because of the flexibility with lights that last forever, many people have added additional trees to their home decorating. So instead of spending time putting lights on a tree or dealing with lights that don't work, they have extra time to decorate. And so we're finding that they add a tree in their kitchen, or they'll have another one in a child's bedroom or in an entryway. There are so many opportunities to add another place for all the wonderful ornaments that we offer.
You are a home and garden store, so you don't close the day after Christmas. You're open all year long. How big a part of your business, though, is the Christmas season?
Well, we have always balanced our growing our plants, and that, you know, we are basically growers and plant people. But we, on the flip side, we have always done Christmas since even before we had a Milliger's store. So for us, Christmas is very important, and it sustains all of our workers so that they are all working on a year-round basis. And the, you know, neighboring states, all of our customers come from all over because of the selection of the vast amount of Christmas that we offer.
Chris, thanks so much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you.
That was Chris Reisdorf, co-president of Milliger's, a home and garden store based in Racine and Sturtevant. Now we turn from the stores selling artificial trees to take a look at the Wisconsin farmers growing evergreen Christmas trees and how they're being affected by the tariffs and the current economy. Greg Han owns Han's Christmas Farm in Oregon and sits on the board of the Wisconsin Christmas Tree Producers Association. Greg, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me on.
First of all, how is business going for Christmas trees, for real Christmas trees in Wisconsin this year, your business and your colleagues?
Real tree sales seem to be up this year across the board. We're very fortunate this year because over the last 2 years, supply has increased since COVID. During COVID, everybody wanted a live tree. Everybody was coming back to that tradition of putting a live tree in their house. They wanted an outside activity, and it really did deplete some of the supply because we sold so many those years of COVID. And it's nice to have a little bit of a increase in production now over the last 5 years since then. And also because of that, it was nice to have tree prices have actually held. We've interviewed wholesale suppliers in the United States, and 84% of them said that they have held their prices the same in the last 2 years. So it's kind of nice to have a good supply with a stable price in this economy.
Now, I'm imagining there's probably not a huge direct impact of tariffs in my head. The Christmas trees we see at those stands were grown in the U.S. for the most part.
Well, and that's wonderful. Canada and U.S. Do grow a majority. We ship outside of the country. You know, tariffs do not affect us. Tariffs, it's 100% grown in the United States. In fact, our industry is looking at the opposite. We're trying to keep those tariffs up. We're looking for a 300% tariff on artificial trees to bring them in so that we are more of an even playing field with the production costs that we have with fertilizing and labor and those kind of things in the United States, that we'd love to have all of that production stay right here in the States, along with the local economies that it supports. As I have 100 staff on our farm here in Oregon, Wisconsin, and all of that local economy that I'm supporting by paying those employees.
Do you hear much from customers who might have thought artificial tree in the past, but are worried about the effect of tariff costs? Is that something that you see on people's minds even at this point?
I think that they are starting to question it as our prices are in the Wisconsin area, a little under $100 for a real tree compared to going to some of the higher end artificial trees in the $300 to $500. So I think that they're starting to look at the spread as far as, I'll just look for a real tree. But a lot of our customers are really looking for the traditions. They're looking for that fragrance of a real tree. They're looking for we have to start our holidays with this tradition of having the family come. We either come to a tree lot or a choose and cut farm like mine, where they want to start that tradition of the family together. They pick the tree, they take it into their house. They love the tradition of some parts of the family put the lights on, some of the parts of the family put the ornaments on. So I think that it's just such a deep tradition based that people like starting that as opposed to, you know, the fake trees.
And Greg, you mentioned your staff. A lot of businesses in Wisconsin have told me, hey, we're having trouble finding people. How is staffing looking like in the Christmas tree business?
For me, I'm very fortunate. I think it's, you know, around the holidays, people need a little bit extra money. We are a 4 to 6 week job, a very quick and short job that they're not committed to. So for me around here in this area, I'm very fortunate that I have people that just want to pick it up. And, you know, you make an extra $1,000 that pays for Christmas presents and goes a long ways. So I'm fortunate here to be able to find some of the part-time people.
And Greg, I just got to ask, with such a seasonal business like this, I don't know, do you get a lot of sleep, a lot of rest this time of year?
Yeah. It's a short season. But no, rest is for January 1st, once we're done. A lot of people ask me specifically, do you even enjoy Christmas? And I love Christmas because I'm treated like a king on that day. You know, I've been working for 2 months straight and my family brings me the plates and the cocktails and say, no, you just relax. You've been working hard. So I think I'm probably one of the bigger fans of Christmas because of that.
Greg, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us.
Thank you.
Greg Han owns Han's Christmas Farm in Oregon and sits on the board of the Wisconsin Christmas Tree Producers Association. We also talked to Chris Reisdorf, co-president of Milliger's, a home and garden store in Racine and Sturtevant, but talking about how tariffs are affecting prices and demand for artificial and real Christmas trees this year.